is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Duck and cover. Climate is not the only global catastrophe ahead. I'm not immune from the horrors of the daily news, God knows, but heavy daily doses have hardened my shell to flak jacket and Teflon resilience. That said, I found an article in the June 2019 issue of Scientific American absolutely chilling. Furthermore, I felt like such a fool for having unquestionably believed all the White House and Defense Department claptrack all of these years when I knew better. Worse, I don't think I'm alone, and that's equally scary. In a piece called Broken Shield, global security experts Laura Grego and David Wright deliver the unwelcome news. Missiles designed to destroy incoming nuclear warheads fail frequently in test and could increase global risk of mass destruction. Frankly, that understates the argument. Here's their takeaway on why we should be worried. U.S. military testing data indicates that the U.S. ground-based mid-course defense, GMD, system designed to intercept and destroy incoming missiles hardly works 50% of the time in testing. The testing is obviously and thankfully not in real-time battle conditions, likely making real efficiency much, much less. There's no basis to believe that the system will be able to discern decoy warheads from lethal warheads. And that's just the beginning of why we should be scared spitless. President Trump claims the system in place is 95% accurate. He's either misinformed, delusional, or lying, and it matters. If his bellicosity and posturing is based on thinking that the military has our back and our defenses work, he's on dope, while the rest of us are sleeping soundly in the same false security. Worse, these hoopty interceptors are already in place, and the Defense Department is asking for billions more to put a couple of dozen more of these things in the ground, despite the fact that they were all a rush order that abandoned quality controls and are earning hard Fs in every open book test. In fact, all of the interceptors were planted before the Pentagon had conducted a single successful intercept test of their design, according to reviews by the Department of Defense and Congress. Is something even half-assed better than nothing, which is the defense argument? It's not clear that there's any comfort there. The authors argue, if the system achieved an improbably high 95% effectiveness against one missile, in an attack by just five missiles, there's still a 1 in 4 chance of at least one nuclear warhead penetrating the defense. The likelihood of a city being destroyed would be higher than correctly predicting the roll of a dice. The effectiveness against a real attack is likely to be much lower. Holy moly! You can move to Wyoming, of course, and in my case, I already have a trailer there, if I'm able to make it, but five missiles won't be targeting small towns and the rurals. One hit and millions could die in any city on the list. I don't want to even think of this, about the scale of that tragedy. Meanwhile, we fiddle and likely are making policy as if we are safe and sound against any missiles flying in from some rogue country we're threatening with our silly chest thumping. As Wright and Grego conclude, large-scale deployments of faulty defenses will create barriers to taking real steps towards reducing nuclear risk by blocking further cuts in nuclear arsenals. This process of moving blindly and quickly ahead threatens to lead to a world filled with greater threats, not lesser ones. Now, I get it. Conservatives aren't worried about the impact of climate change on future generations because many of them aren't sure we'll make it that far running, since we're defense-bluffing friends and foes and, of course, our own people. Just as paper recycling isn't enough to do the job on climate, duck and cover won't save any of us either. It's time to stop and demand accountability from the military and from political sycophants and get our act together for our own people and, hey, the rest of the world as well. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.